American Ground Radio, working to ensure that talk radio of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Listen wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Prof.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
I mean, how do you say things like this and still want to be considered a serious commentator or a serious journalist? And
what,
certainly Whoopi Goldberg on The View is certainly not a journalist. I get that.
Who by Goldberg?
But at the same time, she is on a national show.
And she's kind of the head of The View. She's kind of the director of the chaos.
Well, here's what she, the latest thing that she said.
All right.
She said that a dog, and by the way, there are some very fine dogs in this country, but she says that a dog would do a better job running the FBI than Director Kash Patel. She says none of the people in charge know what the hell they are doing. A dog. And by the way, that is an insult to dogs all over the world.
Can I just be objective about some of this? Under Kash Patel's leadership, the FBI has arrested 4 of the top 10 most wanted criminals in America. Under the Biden administration, all 4 years, they only got 1. Kash Patel, in 10 months, got 4. This last week, the same week that she's making this crazy statement, the FBI disrupted a bomb threat for New Year's Eve for Whoopi Goldberg's home state of California.
Yeah, no,
they were going to go kill people in the state where she's lived for much of her adult life.
None of that matters, Stephen, because they say Kash Patel has no senior law enforcement experience. That he's never had a Senate-confirmed position before, that he's in over his head. I mean, all of this nonsense. And first of all, let's just be very clear. There is absolutely no constitutional requirement that an FBI director come from law enforcement.
Okay, but
none, zero.
Okay.
And second, the obsession with Senate-confirmed positions is laughable, coming from the same crowd that cheered countless Obama and Biden appointees whose primary qualification was ideological alignment.
Most of the people who are given a cabinet-level position, that is their first Senate-confirmed position. That doesn't mean that they're not qualified. Kristi Noem, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, that's the first time she's been confirmed to position by the Senate. That doesn't disqualify you for that. Donald Trump never held a confirmed position before he was president. George Bush didn't either. Barack Obama was never confirmed anything by the Senate until he was president. Joe Biden, even though he spent 50 years in government, he was still never appointed to a cabinet-level position until he was vice president, and then he wasn't even appointed, he was elected. That is a ridiculous standard to be throwing out. Just because this is your first time leading the FBI doesn't mean you're going to do a bad job of leading the FBI. Everybody who has led the FBI, at one point, that was their first time doing it.
But you know, it's when you have these national television hosts, and it wasn't just Whoopi Goldberg, it was Sonny Hostin. I mean, the whole,
well,
you know,
the View's full of.
But here's the thing: when you have these so-called national television hosts saying that the FBI director is incompetent, that he's illegitimate, that he's worse than a dog, they're not just insulting a Trump appointee.
Yeah,
what they're doing is, and of course they don't care, they're undermining public confidence in federal law enforcement at a time when the country faces real threats, both foreign and domestic. You cannot claim to care about national security while you're treating its leadership as a punchline. That is reckless, that is irresponsible, and it is beneath the seriousness that I believe this moment in our nation's history requires.
I don't have a problem with people criticizing leaders of the country. We do that on the show all the time. I just want the criticism to be valid. And by the way, real quick, just because it's hard for me to keep up with the rules, but is calling someone whose family came from India a dog, is that racist? I'm just trying to figure out.
It very well could be.
Because I need a scorecard because I can't keep up with what is racist and what's not racist. But apparently calling Kash Patel a dog, that's not racist. Okay,
but just see, wanted to check. Liberals, this is just emblematic of the fact of how liberals, they don't just hate government. Well, excuse me. They don't hate government at all, actually.
What they hate is
your control over it. They're fine with the power. They just want to decide who wields it. And the contempt dripping from the view, I mean, it wasn't about his qualifications so much. It was about resentment that voters, not the Hollywood elites, not those, you know, in the ivory towers, get to decide who leads. And calling an FBI director worse than a dog, I mean...
Well, the voters didn't vote for Kash Patel. They voted for Trump. Trump appointed Kash Patel, and the Senate confirmed it. And look, there is legitimate criticism that you can say for Kash Patel. When there was the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Kash Patel came out too early and announced that they had arrested a suspect when they had the wrong guy. And he did that again this weekend with the shooting up at Brown University in Rhode Island. He said, "We've got the guy." No, you didn't. So he has come out too early on two cases and said, "We got somebody," and they didn't have the guy. But if you're only going to say, well, he shouldn't be the head of the FBI because he got it wrong in two cases. Okay, but again, you're ignoring the case in California where they got it right. You're ignoring all of the bomb threat or the shooting that was stopped in Louisiana. There was a man that had loaded up a rifle into his truck same weekend, this last weekend. He had loaded up a rifle into his truck, had a bulletproof vest in his truck. He was driving down to New Orleans. He said online he was going to go start a new Waco. Okay, he was going to go shoot people in New Orleans with his rifle, and the FBI stopped it. Kash Patel's FBI. The same same weekend, he got it wrong in Brown. He got it right in California. He got it right in Louisiana. And frankly, I think that's more than you could say about the FBI under Biden. When the FBI was under Biden, how many people across the country who firebombed Catholic churches and pregnancy centers were actually arrested by the FBI?
Yeah. We had hundreds
of them across the country. And what, two people were arrested? And they were arrested in Florida by the Florida State Police, not by the FBI. That was an incompetent FBI.
But it's not just the view here. I think this is symptomatic of this rotting national dialogue that is dividing the country. And here's the other part of this. You know, when you call the FBI director worse than a dog, that's not really specific criticism. Saying
right.
that no that's one just... knows what the hell they're doing isn't analysis. Declaring chaos without evidence isn't accountability.
Right.
Whatsoever. And you know, there was a time in this country, believe it or not, when disagreements involved details, you argued about budgets, you debated strategy, you cited the failures, you cited timelines, decisions, consequences. But today, we get vibes, we get sneers, we get labels. This person's incompetent. This person's a disgrace. This person is, you know, worse than a dog. And what does that really do to advance the conversation?
Look, again, I have no problem with criticizing people who are in power. I think you have to do it, and in a republic, it's essential. But the criticism needs to be fact-based. The criticism needs to be fair and balanced. The criticism needs to be taking into account that maybe you don't know everything. And that's what we try and do on the show. So, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat in it. And again, Kash Patel has gotten a lot more right with the FBI than they did under Christopher Wray.
But we can argue fiercely.
Yes.
And we can disagree respectfully.
Right.
You can even lose elections and live on to fight another day.
We've done that.
But when you've got these national figures talking about leaders, not policies, not ideas, not decisions, but you're using people as jokes, as fools, as animals, as frauds, then, you know, what you're sending a message is, you know, this is how you view our country. This is how you divide a country.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the number of jobs in the United States rose by 64,000 positions last month. That's according to the latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That number included a decline in government jobs of about 6,000 positions over the month. The gains were led by the healthcare industry, which has been one of the biggest job creators in the U.S. over the past several years. 64,000 jobs was higher than many economists had expected, but still not a big number by historical standards. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest it's been since 2021, but all of the jobs created this past month went to American workers and not foreign-born workers.
Well, and you know, and again, this is not against immigrants. I'm the son of an Italian immigrant.
Right.
Immigrants built this country, but we need to make sure they're going to legal immigrants, not illegal ones.
Second thing you need to know from our President Trump has filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC for deceptively editing his speech from last month. The BBC edit, they took out about 40 minutes of the speech to make it look like the president said, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. I'll be there with you and we'll fight. We'll fight like hell. And let's get to this last, the third thing here. A judge allegedly tried to help an illegal alien avoid being arrested and deported by ICE is on trial herself. Judge Hannah Dugan is in court this week after federal authorities charged her with obstruction. Dugan plans on arguing that her helping the illegal alien avoid ICE agents outside a courtroom is simply following procedure in Milwaukee.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis Sar Avalone.
So, golf great Phil Mickelson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
the
goodness.
Shark.
He said something that I'm not sure. I'm sure he is not going to regret it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I believe he is correct. I believe he knows he is correct. But at the same time, you've got folks, especially in Australia, who think they need more gun control. And here's what he said. He said that the terrorists who opened fire on Bondi Beach,
yeah,
quote, didn't seem affected by the strict gun laws already in place.
Wait, real quick. The criminals didn't seem affected by the laws?
But look, wherever you go in this world, wherever, pick any place on the map,
okay,
on the planet,
yeah,
where gun control laws, gun restrictions,
yes,
are at their zenith.
London.
Right? Just pick the one that is the most restrictive.
London, Australia is one of them because they mandated everybody with the weapon sell it back to the government.
And yet there are still mass shooters there.
Yeah.
There is still gun violence.
Yeah. And by the way,
the only gun restrictions apply to law-abiding citizens.
If you look at the video, because there's video, you don't have to go look online. If you go look at the video online, one of the things you'll notice is that the two shooters at Bondi Beach were not scared for their own safety because they knew nobody that they were shooting at could return fire.
Well, but
because no one else had a gun.
And
they were just standing up wide open and shooting people out in the open.
Well, I think it's also important to remember that folks that are so ideologically bent, especially in this instance, and anti-Semitic,
yeah,
they don't care about losing their life. They believe that it is worth doing whatever it is, whatever acts of violence, whatever acts of evil. They believe that if they lose their life in doing so, that it's somehow honorable or noble.
But here's what I don't understand. Every time we have one of these shootings, Australia, which has already bought everybody's gun, goes, you know what we need? We need more gun laws.
More gun control. Same playbook.
Here's what I don't understand. The problem is you're murdering people. Why don't we need more murder laws? We need more laws against murder. You already have them. The criminals won't follow the law,
yeah,
which is why they are called criminals.
There's no amount of legislation, no registry that's going to stop them, no ban that would prevent this violence.
We just need more murder laws. Now you have to get registered if you're going to murder.
Because laws don't stop people who are already committed to breaking the law.
We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, what do you think of Erica Kirk's meeting with Candace Owens?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been.
So, joining us now, our American Mama, Terry Netterville. Erica Kirk and Candace Owens had a one-on-one private meeting. I guess this was on, was it yesterday? It was yesterday, the 15th, yeah. And so, ever since Charlie Kirk was murdered, Candace Owens, who used to be a friend of Charlie Kirk's, has been peddling these weird conspiracy theories, something about an Egyptian airplane, and they think Turning Point USA staged the murder of Charlie Kirk so that they could get more fun. I don't know. It's absolutely nutty. It's incredibly irresponsible. I'm too upset about it. So, but Erica Kirk said, I will meet with Candace. They had a meeting. Both of them said it was a productive meeting.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Well, like you, it's so upsetting, mainly because you have this grieving widow with these two babies that are fatherless. And one of Charlie's, you know, former dearest friends, he used to work at TPSA, come out with these conspiracy theories. And what is so upsetting, I think, is that it has fractured our conservative party. It is every fracture. Just, we were coming together. You know, we got...
That's true. After Charlie Kirk passed away, there was a huge united movement within the Conservative Party, with people coming to Christ, right? There's a revival going on. And then you start getting this stuff with Candace Owens, and you start seeing some breaks in it. And there's also Nick
Fuentes. Yeah.
Who, frankly, I think he's just a Russian
bot.
Disgusting. But you get this type of stuff coming in, and there has been a fracturing of the
party. And that's what the enemy does. You know, when there's evilness in this world that wants to just pummel goodness and Christ-like behavior, which was happening after Charlie died.
It was.
There's going to just somehow this poison, this toxicity is going to get in there. And this time, a lot of it came through Candace. But I will say... she had questions because, you know, she had received a phone call or had talked to Andrew Klovik, the executive producer, one of Charlie's best friends at TPUSA,
yeah,
who had said that Charlie, you know, told Candace, he said, he called me. Charlie called a bunch of people that night and said, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me, whoever they is. And the next day he killed. Well, then Erica denied that that ever took place, and it did. So I will say this about the whole thing. The meeting had to take place, and I have to give a lot of that credit to Megyn Kelly. So okay. Megyn Kelly is, she's a conservative, and she's a kind of a down the middle person. You know, she does her podcast, and you know sometimes
she's a little right of center.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, and she'll admit that. But she's not far right. Very much like she'll go to task when it comes to Trump or Patel.
Right.
She really does do her journalistic duty.
Right.
I will say. Well, in the last couple of months, you know, Ben Shapiro told Megyn Kelly on this tour, hey, you know, I don't know if you know this, and it was in front of the whole crowd, you know, Candace Owens claims that Erica Kirk is involved in the killing of her husband. And Megyn was like, wait, she said that? Like, what? And instead of hating on Candace, she did her homework. She had her group go in and they talked to Candace. That's not what happened. So she came out the next day, the next tour, and someone said, what do you think about Candace Owens? She said, about Candace Owens claiming that Erica Kirk had something to do with this. She goes, well, that wasn't true. Well, then the backlash hit her, Megyn Kelly. And her point was, she said, a lot of you who have been harassing me online saying, why aren't you standing with Erica? Why aren't you defending this? She said, what people don't know is for the last month, I have been doing my duty as to what I feel God wants me to do in this situation. And that's bring these two women together to have a conversation.
And by the way, that is biblical, because if you believe that somebody has sinned against mm-hmm. you, Bible says first thing you're supposed to do is go talk to them directly.
Yes.
And then if that you don't get satisfaction from that, you go before the church elders with two or three witnesses, mm-hmm. right? And then you go to the ecclesia. And that's the churches in general, the whole population. And in today's culture, we go straight to the ecclesia without having established yeah. facts. That's just what we do in right. society these days.
Well, you're right. And when you have a meeting like that, they came together, just the two of them, plus they each were able to bring another. There's no cameras, no audio,
good.
Nothing.
As it should be.
Well, and originally they were going to have Megyn come and mediate.
Okay.
And then, you know, as God would have it, things changed. And it was just, and Megyn loved that they had that time.
Yeah.
Both of them said that 4.5 hours, they should have done it immediately because they got a lot out there. One of the things that Candace acknowledged was she was so grateful that Erica said, you're right. Because there's different things, not just texting, but there's different places that you can go text somebody.
Right.
And Erica said, you're right. Once we looked into it, he did text Andrew. He did text these people. And that validated her.
All right. One point on the texting and Charlie Kirk saying that they're going to kill him.
Uh-huh.
I'm reminded of the night before Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. Mm-hmm. He was giving a speech. And he said, I may not make it to the mountaintop with you. Martin Luther King, I think, had a premonition that he was about to be assassinated. I see the same type of thing going on in Charlie Kirk. Mm-hmm. And sometimes God will tell you stuff mm-hmm. if you're listening.
Yeah, there's more to come. I'm just grateful that they spoke and both feel good about it.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGodRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag.
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know what cheap gas is?
I know what cheap gas is, yeah.
Okay.
I've gotten cheap gas before. No, I liked cheap.
No,
I remember when you could get cheap gas, 85 cents a gallon.
I remember that.
Those were such good times.
Yes, you're very old. Here's the thing.
NXS was playing on the radio.
Oh, Lord have mercy. God help us. Here's the thing. And he does, by the way, all the time. Cheap gas.
Yeah.
What cheap gas really is, it's a pay raise,
especially
for the poor. Now, you know,
the middle class too, yeah.
Well, some folks will say, well, it's just a few cents. But if you're a family living paycheck to paycheck, a few cents per gallon, that adds up fast for people who drive to work, drive their kids to school, drive to church, drive to the grocery store. I mean, gas prices aren't abstract. They're a survival. And lower gas prices mean cheaper groceries, cheaper heating, lower transportation costs, lower delivery fees, lower inflation across the board.
But it's not just there is a part of it to where, you know, you're saving an extra $20 a week, depending upon high gas prices and low gas prices, depending upon how far you have to drive. But it's not just that. It's that every single thing you buy came from somewhere else, and it had to get transported to where you are with something that runs on gasoline. And so the cost for transporting all that goods gets built in the cost you pay. So when gas prices go down, you end up with deflation. Things start to become less expensive. You get to save money, not just on gas, but on groceries, on clothing, on everything.
Well, and in what may be the greatest gift to the American people,
yes,
Gas Buddy is reporting that the national average on Christmas Day is projected to be $2.79 per gallon,
okay,
which is down from $2.95 last year under Joe Biden.
Okay.
And that may not sound like a headline.
Well, and it was higher than that. It was up, what national average is up over $3 during Joe Biden's administration.
But this is one of the greatest gifts,
yeah.
Other than the birth of Christ, of course, but it is a wonderful gift,
right.
From the president to the American people, because it is his energy policy. Drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. All of the above. Let's go out and do what we need to do to make America energy independent. That is a raise for you.
No, and it helps. It helps the poorest among us.
Right.
It's compassionate.
Whoever has to pay the most in gas prices compared to their overall budget, that's who gets helped the most.
So what a great present to unwrap. Agreed. On Christmas Day.
Well, I mean, you don't have to unwrap it. Just...
It's a figurative mention here, not literal.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So the Republicans in Congress are putting out their own health care plan. Two things I want to say about this. First, there's no way this is going to be a perfect solution, so don't expect it. The entire system needs an overhaul. And there's no political will to try and get that done. So whatever's going to be proposed at best is simply going to be trying to steer this massive bloated ship into a slightly better direction. That's really all you can hope for at this point, realistically, because, again, nobody has campaigned on completely overhauling the healthcare system in America. Two, it's about time. The Republicans have needed to put together legislative proposals that counter Obamacare since 5 minutes after Obamacare was passed back in 2010. This is 15 years too late, but better late than never. The plan that's being debated on the floor right now is called the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act. Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue, but, Obamacare is really catchy and it's awful. So I think
Democrats are much better at like naming bills.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever the acronym is.
I think the best bill Republicans named recently was the Pelosi Act. What was it? The preventing the exploitation of online trading or something like that.
I think Trump went in with the Big Beautiful Bill. Nice, but there's really not an acronym on that. Beautiful Bill, I guess maybe
the BBB, but that's like the Better Business Bureau. But yeah, I agree.
So anyway,
the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act. So what's in the proposal? This is from Speaker Mike Johnson's office. It reduces premium costs through cost sharing reduction payments. I'll be honest, I have no idea what that means. I haven't seen a good explanation of how it's supposed to work. I haven't seen a definition of what a cost sharing reduction payment is. It is not the subsidies going to the insurance companies that the Democrats are wanting extended under Obamacare. And that was a bad idea because it's basically just the government giving money to big insurance companies. And that was a bad idea. So this is not that. But the sharing reduction payment, this idea, the CBO says it's going to work to lower premiums by 11%. And bring down the federal deficit by $35.6 billion over the next 10 years.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Maybe that might be true. Okay. But
the CBO's been wrong in the past.
No, but let's just break this down a little more simply.
Okay. All right.
What do you have right now? You got Obamacare.
You got a mess.
You got a
cluster.
Okay. But how do you have a mess? Remember the promises. Let's go over the promises just real quick.
All right.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
That was a lie.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan.
That was also a lie.
Premiums will go down.
That was a lie.
See, every single one of those promises.
Oh, and by the way, costs would go down.
Oh,
not just premiums.
Yes, absolutely.
Costs. That was also a lie. Now, they did say more people would get covered. Yes, because if you didn't have health care insurance, they raised your taxes. They were going to fine you on your taxes. So people went, okay, fine, I'll get health insurance. I can't afford it, but I also can't afford the fines that are coming on my taxes.
Well, your premiums went up, the deductibles exploded, the choices evaporated.
It doubled the cost of health care and reduced the quality of the services that were delivered overnight.
And you know who got hurt the most?
Again,
middle class. It's the sick, obviously,
yeah.
the elderly. And yes, the middle class.
They got crushed in this. Now, the Congressional Budget Office says this is going to lower premiums by 11%. they've been wrong in the past. Usually, though, the Congressional Budget Office is wrong to the left. They overestimate the impact of Democrat proposals. They underestimate the impact of Republican proposals. So if they're saying this is going to lower it by 11%, there's a chance it could actually do more than that.
Or maybe it's a setup.
Maybe. second thing this act does, expanding association health plans. So the idea is that people can create their own associations to get health insurance packages. You don't just have to go through your employer. You could create a group of people. You say, we are a group of people who have something in common, and so we all want to get health insurance together. You could have a bunch of small businesses say, well, I only have 11 employees. I'm going to join with a bunch of other small businesses in my area. We're going to create a group, and we're going to bundle health insurance as a group. I think that's a good plan.
Well, I think the solution to government-run healthcare
is
not more government.
I agree with that.
It's freedom. Freedom for the patients to choose.
Let people associate with who they want to associate with. That's in the Constitution.
Well, the doctors also. The freedom for doctors to practice medicine.
So this also cuts red tape and regulations on small businesses on healthcare. I think that's a good thing. They're also saying they're going to increase oversight for pharmacy benefit managers. These were created to lower drug costs in theory. I'm not sure how adding another level of bureaucracy does that, but big pharmacy companies insist they do. However, CVS is having to settle a lawsuit with the state of Louisiana over these pharmacy benefit managers, and the state of Arkansas has banned them altogether. So I think more transparency over pharmacy benefit managers is a good thing. One other aspect to this bill is only 111 pages, not 9,000 pages like Obamacare was. I think that's a good thing. This is not going to solve all the problems. You can't expect it to solve all the problems, but it might make things a little bit better. And if the Republicans could pass it, I think there's something to be hopeful about.
But I think government can promise health care, but it's only doctors and the freedom of choice that can deliver it.
And the more people that are between you and your doctor, the worse our healthcare system is going to be.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement. A movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't turn that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So there was a woman walking through a public park in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
It's called Forsyth Park.
Yes.
And someone came out of the bushes as she was walking through this park, came up from behind her, dumped this corrosive chemical on her head and on her face.
I saw this.
She suffered third-degree burns to her face, neck, and scalp. She's now receiving treatment at Memorial Hospital in Augusta. The suspect is still at large. And a concerned resident asked the mayor of Savannah publicly, respectfully, whether the city had contacted the victim, offered support, or done anything tangible to help her recovery. And do you know what the mayor said?
No.
What are you doing, basically? How are you helping this woman that, you know, suffered this attack in a public park in your city that you're the mayor of? You know what his response was?
No.
Maybe she should take a nap. Maybe take a nap.
Wait.
Maybe take a nap. This is grotesque. The woman, look, she didn't suffer a scraped knee. She didn't get startled. She was attacked viciously in a public space. And instead of the mayor of the city saying, I've been to the hospital, I've gone to check on her, I've given her a call, we are praying for her recovery, his only response, the first thing that came to mind when someone said, what is the city doing to assist her in any way or offer any sort of sympathy? The only thing he could think of was, maybe she should take a nap? Are you kidding me? That doesn't make any sense.
That's insane.
Now, she was
this woman, by the way.
You're gonna say it. You're going to say it? You're going to say it out loud.
Ashley Walewski. The picture is very pretty lady, 46-year-old lady.
She's a white woman.
Okay.
The mayor, well, I'm just putting it out there. The mayor of Savannah, Georgia, happens to be a black man. And it just, it reeks of, is this racism? Could you imagine if the roles had been reversed and you had a white mayor? I hate to put it in these terms, but folks, this is what we are dealing with in this country, is the kind of hypocrisy that divides our country when we have so much more in common than not. And I know some folks will say, well, you're the one that brought up race. You're the one that brought up race. But the question is, how are you so callous and unfeeling?
That's awful.
That this woman was viciously attacked.
In your city, yeah. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Well, more and more Americans are supporting education freedom, and I think that's a bright spot. So what is education freedom? This is Wikipedia. Not a right-wing website.
Education freedom. That sounds freedom. Like some sort of...
It does sound like a left-wing...
Mumbo, jumbo
Here's what
terminology.
It is. Freedom of education is the right for parents
to have their child educated in accordance with their religious and other views, allowing groups to be able to educate children without being impeded by the nation state. So you get the freedom to educate your kids the way you see fit.
Don't you already have that?
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
Well, there are...
Well, I mean, if you can afford to homeschool your kids,
there
perhaps.
There we go. There are some people that can't afford to homeschool.
Okay.
And they also can't necessarily afford to go to private school.
All right.
And then if you don't send them to public school, even if your public school is awful, then you go to jail for truancy and all this other stuff.
Sure.
There's a poll out by the Yes Every Kid Foundation. Now, they are an advocacy group, so this poll might be biased. But according to their poll, 64% of Americans support open enrollment for students, which is letting them go to whatever school they want, regardless of their address.
Is this like academic vouchers where basically the state or your school district gives you carte blanche in terms of making a decision of what school you want to attend?
They're not necessarily saying the policy. The idea of open enrollment is just because I live on this address, I shouldn't have to send my kid to a school that is just down the street if that school is awful.
But that's what the voucher system is.
Well,
what it accomplishes.
But open enrollment doesn't just for private school. You could also go to a public school somewhere else across town. So you don't just have to go to the public school that your district is in. You could go somewhere else that's open enrollment. Or, yes, it could apply to private schools. So it's not just private schools, but it's multiple things.
Okay.
63% support education savings account. Basically being able to save money for private education tax-free. And that private education would include homeschooling, or it would include other schools you want to go to. I think that's a good thing. And 58% support education tax credit. So if I'm having to spend money to educate my kids, I should get a tax credit on that on my state income tax or perhaps even federal income tax. I think these are all good reforms that need to happen. And some states have already been doing stuff like this, and that would be a bright spot. The fact is, though, the vast majority of Americans, two-thirds of Americans, support these kinds of reforms. I think that's a good thing.
Well, I think so, too. But, you know, I guess there was a time in this country where you didn't have to worry about where your child went to school for all intents and purposes. Now, look, I get it. During segregation, perhaps that is very different,
but
obviously.
But since we created the Department of Education at the federal level, that has not been the case. Education's gone down in this country.
I never remember my parents. And of course, I went to a private Catholic school.
Yeah.
So my parents never worried about what was being taught to me at this parochial school I attended.
I remember the fights every year growing up. So we had a little bit of a different experience. Education freedom is a bright spot, and people support it.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, most folks have credit cards, obviously.
That's true.
And
yep.
Use them routinely.
Yeah.
And you can manage your finances that way. You know, you may not get paid until the end of the month, and so you use a credit card and you rack up debt for that month. A lot of folks, you know, obviously would like to pay that off, but sometimes you have to carry that debt
forward. Yeah.
Forward.
It happens.
And you pay interest on it.
So you can manage your finances with them.
You can
mismanage your finances with credit cards.
But this is very different, and I can't say that I'm very familiar with it.
Okay.
But the whole buy now, pay later scheme, right? Like Apple Pay,
yeah.
Like if you wanted to go buy a cup of coffee,
okay,
or a latte or whatever, you can actually choose to pay for it in full,
right,
by charging it to your credit card, for example, or you can split that payment up over two payments, over three payments. So you take a cup of coffee, and you might pay for that cup of coffee over the next 3 months.
How expensive is your coffee?
Well, I'm just saying. But a lot of folks say, well, this makes sense. I say no. I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay, why not?
Because really what it's about is separating people from the pain of spending. Because when you don't feel the cost up front,
right,
you spend more, period.
That's
human nature.
Yeah.
And the companies behind buy now, pay later, they know it.
And
that's the business model.
And people aren't saying, whoa.
Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
On the night of December 16th, 1773, a group of men dressed up in Native American clothing snuck aboard three ships in Boston Harbor. The Dartmouth, the Beaver, and the Eleanor were all ships hired by the British East India Company to bring tea from India to the colonies, where the British government was imposing a rather stiff tax on the stuff. The Tea Act was an attempt by Parliament in London to get the colonists to pay for the war debts of the French and Indian War a decade earlier. But the colonists were incensed that Parliament was imposing a tax on them without letting the colonies have any representation in government. So the men belonging to a group called the Sons of Liberties decided to take things in their own hands. After sneaking aboard the ship, they dumped all the tea into the harbor. It all happened on this day, 253 years ago. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.